Be'ezer Hashem, the first topic from Daf Chof is the topic of a woman's chiyuv of tefillah. We learned on the Mishnah from Chof and Al to Chof and Be'ez that women are mechuyavos in tefillah, and what we're going to focus on is one particular part of a woman's chiyuv of tefillah, and that is a small part of it, but a fascinating one, Psukei Dezimra. The Mishnah Brura in Simen Ayin Sif Katan Beis discusses whether a woman would be chayavos in Psukei Dezimra and thereby not get involved with the question of whether she should be saying Baruch Shamar in Yishtabach, but just like she's chayavos in Tefillah, by definition, she'll be chayavos also in Psukei Dezimra. The Mishnah Berurah does not explain the bouncing ball, but he alludes to a Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he says, teaches us that Psukei Dezimra is a chelek in tefillah. And since a woman is chayeves in tefillah, we cannot come along and make the following argument. Since Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach are a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, because they're only said in the morning, therefore, one would say that women are exempt, and according to some, which we will get to later on, the Rambam and others, when a woman is exempt, she would not make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Brura, that line of reasoning is not correct, because Rabbi Akiva Eiger includes it in Tefillah. What Rabbi Akiva Eiger is the Mishnah Brura referring to? Well, Rabbi Akiva Eiger teaches us in Simen Nun Beis that if someone skipped Psukei Dezimra, the halacha is they do not repeat Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach with a bracha. It's too late. However, what happens if they also made a mistake of Mashiv Aruach Umorid Agashem and they have to go back and repeat Shmona Esrei? In such a case, they can go back and repeat Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, because that, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, is a chelek in tefillah. Hence, concludes the Mishnah Brura, that the halacha is that, as we know, women are chayavos to pray once a day, and in their tefillah, according to everybody, they could say Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. For Ashkenazim and those who follow the Mishnah Brura, it seems that the answer is clear-cut. However, for Sfardim, it becomes much more murky. At the end of the day, if one does not accept Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Chiddush, that Baruch Sha'amar is simply an extension of Shmona Esrei, and one looks at it as separate and distinct, combined with the fact that we know, we might be familiar, that there is a massive machlokas between the Rambam and Chachmei Ashkenaz, whether a woman makes a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. In general, the Rambam is much more reticent on making brachos on things that we're not necessarily chayiv in, but we elect to do. Another example is possibly Rosh Chodesh, Halav. If you put the two things together, then you might be creating a real problem. Hence, Chacham Avadi Yosef Shlita has many tshuvas discussing this halachic problem for Sephardic women. Should they or should they not say Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach? In one of his later tshuvas, Chacham Yosef Shlita in Yabia Omer, Chelekes Simenches, quotes another Sephardic Godol B'Torah from the previous generation, a contemporary of his, Reb Ben Sion Abishol, who in Or Letzion, Cheleches, argues a novel reason of why women, Sephardic women, who generally don't make a bracha mitzvah say shezman grama, could say Baruch Shamar Yishtabach. And that is that it's considered like a birchas shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since it's praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the halacha of not making a bracha unless you are chayiv in the davar, in the manner, in such a place does not apply to birchas shevach v'odah. And Chacham Rabbi Ben Sion Abba Shaul, the Chrono of Racha, paskin that women can. However, Chacham Avadi Yosef Shlita disagrees, and he concludes that Sephardic women should not say Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. to understand the scope of his machlokis with Rabbi Tzion Abishol, one first needs to understand the argument as presented in the Abiyah Omer of Rabbi Tzion Abishol, and then see Chacham Avadya's rejection. But Rabbi Tzion Abishol argues that when it comes to the position of the Rambam and the Mechaber, that women do not make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, it stems from the fact that women cannot say vitzivanu. Ashkenazic posts can disagree, but that's the position of the Mechaber. However, if we're talking about a bircha shevach, where there's no statement of vitzivanu, so then in such a case, he argues, the whole problem of the stira to the reality, the contradiction of the reality that they're not commanded, does not exist. Hence, we will be makel and we will not worry about a brach levatola. The problem of brach levatola starts, Rabbi Tzion Abishol argues, with the word vitzivanu. In a debatable rejection, Chacham Avadya goes and shows that from other sources, when it comes to a bircha shevach v'hoda, Sfardic poskim are makel as well, and say one should not make a bracha, and thereby are machmir in bracha levatala. Proof number one, sheva brachos assumes Chacham Avadya, and it's a logical assumption, is a birchas shevach v'hoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens if you have a woman that's suffix divorced? In Shulchan Aruch, if the husband and wife want to get together again, here's a lasha. Misha girish is ishto beget, pasul medivreim, tzarech lekatsha, aval eina tzarech levarach sheva brachos. You don't have to say sheva brachos. Wait a second, asks Chacham Avadya. If the whole concern for the mechaber is simply when it comes to berachos hamitzvahs, over here, you don't have a problem with brachos levatala. And it's a birchas shevach. According to you, you said there's no problem with bracha levatala. So why don't you make sheva bracha? Must be the answer is that even on birchas shevach, we're machmir for the chash of bracha levatala. Similarly, Chacham Avadya argues, a posik that is held in great esteem, the pachad yitzchak imarechas birchas hashevach, writes that by birchas hashevach, there are some who say that there's no such thing as bracha levatala, and he says that that's not true. He says if there's a suffix of the bracha of Yehaluka or a ravis rivenu, in such a case, we say that all the brachos, if a suffix goes to kula. We see Chacham Avadya says that birchas hashevach is no different. Hence, we conclude bottom line, that Ashkenazic women do say baruch she'amar and Yishtabach, based on the fascinating Rabbi Akiva Eger, as deduced from the Mishnah Bura. Rabbi Tzion Abishol claims that since it's a Bircha Shevach, it's different, and Chacham Avadya Yosef Shlita went to long distances to attempt to reject that position. Hence, it seems that Chacham Avadya feels that Sfardic women who follow Psak of the Mechaber, that don't make a Bracha on a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, should not say the brachos of Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtarach as well. The next halacha topic, Be'ezer Hashem, from Daf Chaf Amid Beis, is a broader one and a very, very important one. That is the nature of women's chiyuv in Birchas Hamazon. We had a shayla that Ravina had posed to Rava in regards to whether a woman is mechuyeves min haTorah for benching or not. Why would a woman not be mechuyeves? So either, as Rashi had said, because they weren't included in Chalukas Haaretz, which is mentioned in benching, or as Tosus had said, because they don't have a bris. How do we paskin? What are the implications of that halacha l'maisa? In Simin Kuf Peivav, the Mechaber paskins as follows. Nashim chayavos b'birchas hamazon v'safeku, and it's a safek, imhein chayavos midoraisa, whether chayavos min haTorah. What's the nafkamina, whether chayavos Torah or not, as alluded to in our Gemara? Umotzios es hanashim. If their chayav min haTorah, Shulchan Aruch says they could be motzi hanashim. O im einon chayavos elam midrabanan, ve'eino motzios. If they're only mechuyeves midrabanan, then they cannot be motzi men. Parenthetically, the famous Rush up in our sugya in Simin Yud Gimel asks, but men who were yotze mitzvah could be motzi another man because of the idea of arvus. The Rush says his controversial line where he says arvus is shayach between men and men, but not between women and men. Either way, this is the bottom line in Shulchan Aruch, that there is a suffix whether women are chayevas minator midrabanan. Well, there's a big nafgamina, as the Mishnah Berurah raises. What happens if a woman has a suffix whether she benched? If you're a man, then your chiyuv is vaday minatorah. Suffix do raisa goes the chumra. But for a woman, here we've got a problem. And the achronim are split down the line. In Sifkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah quotes many achronim that say that you do repeat, and many achronim that say that you do not. The bottom line in the Mishnah Berurah is actually an interesting conclusion, and that is that women would be lamaisa appropriate, it would be appropriate for them to repeat Berachas Hamazon, concludes the Mishnah Berurah, because he argues that the majority of the Rishonim hold that women are actually chayavos menata. So we would not evoke the rule, according to Mishnah Berurah, of safek brachos lekula, since the majority of poskim hold that her chiyuv is daraisa. If she has a safek, she would be in all the right to repeat birchas hamazon. This is actually a fascinating tension in halacha, because this is where, on the one hand, you have the rule of safek brachos lekula and lo sisa. On the other hand, the Be'er Halacha claims that the majority of Rishonim assume that the chiyuv is daraisa. And this is one of the rare instances where you'll find in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, where the Piskei Tshuvos comes out without almost presenting the other side against the Mishnah Berurah, or the Mishnah Berurah's psak in the Be'er Halacha. And that is the Piskei Tshuvos, written by a Biala Chosid, part of the Biala dynasty, a very charismatic Halacha Chacham Rav Rabinovich. He writes that the custom is not to repeat, a woman should not repeat, Shalot Tivarech Shisafek, Mishum Nidnud Iser Delo Sisa. So what we have here is a halachic tension. On the one hand, the majority of poskim say that the halacha is that she's Mechuyavas Metorah. On the other hand, you have the chash of lo sisa shem hashem lekechol hashav, which the Piskei Tshuvos, although that is very debatable, is assuming that even if you say a bracha, it would be an iser daraisa lo sisa. I recall that the Rambam and the Tshuvos and others don't necessarily agree with that. But on the one hand, there is this fear, tremendous fear of bracha v'atala. On the other hand, you have the Mishnah Berurah's claim the majority of Rishonim say the chiyuv is daraisa. And here we have an anomaly where the Piskei Tshuvos himself says not to repeat, yet in the Be'er Halacha seems to be leaning to the side that a woman should repeat Shemone Esrei. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the brief halachic topics from Daf Chof in Brachos.